All right. Here we go back to today's homeowner hotline. Leanna has joined us in Iowa. Leanna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny and Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm anxious to hear this about some of the challenges you're having around the house. Tell us all about it.
We built a house about 7 years ago, and we took as much into consideration as possible. But with the drywall, it didn't occur to us that we've always had plaster in our home.
Uh-huh.
So when we had the drywall, it seems to be really soft in comparison for dings and dents and scratches.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
And our dogs are used to being able to bounce off the walls and have no ramifications, and now my walls look horrible because I have scratches and dings, and they like to lean against the wall and then slide down, leaving like a furry, dirty mess. So the walls have had a lot of cleaning and a little patching here and there, but I didn't know if there was anything, any products that would help keep the results longer. I mean, it was just standard latex paint when we originally painted, so we need to redo it, and I wanted to try and find a product that might keep it better longer.
Okay. All right. Certainly a fair question, and one that probably a lot of homeowners are dealing with having their little fur members of their family and so forth. But, you know, one of the reasons for eggshell finish, the sheen eggshell on paint, is because it is more durable and more washable. Now, some people will even go up to a semi-gloss, which is pretty unusual to paint a wall with semi-gloss, but that is even more washable, maybe a laundry room or a bathroom, something like that. So that is one way to go, is to repair any damage you have and then paint it with the eggshell material. But I'll tell you, And of course, you don't want to tear out any drywall or anything like that. But if you are in a situation that you have to repair, there's actually a very durable drywall. I actually installed that in my garage area of my home after visiting with my friends at National Gypsum. They have this a drywall called High Abuse. It's from their Purple XP series. That's amazing. And they actually gave me a full-size baseball bat and said, here, hit it as hard as you want. And, you know, they gave me glasses, and I reared back, and I hit it pretty hard. And it made a tiny little dent is all. And they, you know, they were saying, look, we can just, you know, put a small amount of drywall compound on there, a little touch-up paint, and you'll never see it. And so I was amazed that this fiberglass reinforced drywall is available like that. And this is a perfect scenario for that. And I put it in my garage for, you know, obvious reasons, doors opening on it, bicycles hitting it, that kind of thing. So it's holding up great so far, but that's one option. But of course, I understand you don't want to go tear out. That's pretty extreme to do that. But Joe, you know, another thing that we've talked about in situations like this is, you know, some of the clever uses of chair rail, and even using like the beadboard paneling that's a quarter inch thick that can glue right to the drywall.
As wainscoting, you mean?
Yeah, certainly.
Like
uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Leanne, are the dogs clawing or scratching at this, or are they just sort of leaning against it and making it dirty?
It's all and above. So I have three German Shepherds, so we're talking 300 pounds. So if they're chasing each other, sometimes they'll slide on the hardwood and miss the corner and have contact. One of them likes to sleep with her feet up in the air. So when she's chasing bunnies in her dreams, her back legs are coming in contact with the drywall. So there are like swaths, like, you know, out of a bad horror film.
Yeah, I've seen that in cartoons. I didn't know that actually happened. I've actually seen that in cartoons. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if it's drywall, you know, you can get, as Danny suggested, you can get this, you know, really strong that drywall that will repel a lot of that. But, you know, that's not going to help the paint, you know. So, and if you can put up wainscoting, that's great. But then you're going to paint the wainscoting and or varnish it, whatever it is, and you're still going to have that same issue. So I'm not really sure what to tell you. I mean, you could put up, they do make like PVC, basically plastic wainscoting and stuff like that. And that's more durable. And that, you know, is very easy to clean because it's solid plastic for the most part. But other than that, I'm not sure what else to suggest. You don't want to just put up sheets of plastic like plexiglass or something. That wouldn't look so good. But that's the only thing I could suggest is maybe like a PVC, a cellular PVC wainscoting product.
Okay, well, next time I build a house, I will definitely look into that high abuse fiberglass.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't realize that it's out there. But hopefully, this has helped a little bit. You certainly, you know, those animals are so dogs are so great to have around your family. You kind of feel like, well, if I have to do a little bit to clean up behind them like that, it's worth it. So hopefully, this helps a little bit on that, Leanna.
All right, thank you so much.
Try putting oven mitts on all your dogs. See if that helps. Maybe.
Or a raincoat.
Raincoats and oven mitts. They'd probably figure a way to take them off.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I was in a house one time, and they had two large Labradors.
Right.
And the dog, as it would run, both of them, I don't know why, I guess it made it feel good. When they walked down the hall, they would lean. And
against
there was
the
just
wall?
This oil yeah. slick all the way down the hall on right. each side. Just amazing. I mean, the house was only 2 years old, and it really looked bad as a result of that. But, you know, what do? You know, you don't want to get rid of that member of your family, but yeah. Wow.